Welcome to 404 Site Not Found for April 30th, 2026. It's been a while, but we're back.
Yeah, and, it just seems like we always show up at random times. Like, will there be a podcast or won't there be?
And this episode, though it's really random, we already have a title for it. So.
Do we want to get into it all, how this kind of started?
Yeah, I mean, because I don't think it's not safe for work. We just won't describe it in
immense detail.
Graphic fashion. So this all started with a meme that was posted on, page that you follow?
It's a day in the life of a PWD, person with a disability. And
also, if you hear hammering in the background, our neighbors outside are like doing something.
Yeah, we're sitting in the living room. We're on the couch today, but we have the window open because it's beautiful out and it would be a waste to just close that and turn on the AC.
Ryan Hall made a post today on X and he was like, yeah, if you live in these places, you want to have your windows open because the weather is really good. And he mentioned Seattle and Oklahoma City. So I was just like, okay.
Yeah, open window. That's a weather person that we watch a lot on YouTube. Go check him out sometime.
He's really good. I do wonder what they're been, and it sounds like it's in like the neighborhood.
Oh, it's not far away at all. They're either like putting together a swing set or something.
Could be.
I don't know. But yeah, so all this started with this. I found it on this Facebook page. I don't know if it existed anywhere else, but this page did a really good job describing it. And it's a comic with, you know, the thought bubble for the speech. And I guess, do we first need to talk a little bit about what a Mr. Potato Head is in case, like, somebody doesn't know?
Well, here's what the comic is, and we'll describe, because we've got
potato heads out the wazoo.
Oh, yeah. So, the comic is Mr. Potato Head, and if you're like...
What's Mr. Potato Head?
I think most people are pretty familiar, because, like, I know Nick Daniels, who tunes into a lot of stuff, had look, he's getting a shout out on the podcast.
Yeah, free publicity, Nick.
There you go, Nick. See, he should have had something for us to advertise. But he was like, oh yeah, Mr. Potato Head, cool Toy Story reference. So a lot of people know Mr. Potato Head from Toy Story, but whatever. So Mr. Potato Head is a toy that he is literally a potato shaped piece of plastic, and you can put different parts of him, so like eyes, nose, ears, hands,
arms, feet.
Yeah, his feet. And they all sit like on these little like pegs and stuff.
Well, and the pieces have pegs and they go on little sockets that are on the potato.
And so you could put like his eyes on the top of his head.
Oh yeah, you could put like his nose where one of the ears is
supposed
to go. I used
to like to put an arm on top of his head so the arm would stick up in the air.
Yeah, the amount of ridiculous pictures we want to get when this is all done of like putting parts of the potato in the opposite places of like where they're supposed to be on it.
So
the comic
is Mr. Potato Head, and he's in a bathroom, and he is standing at a urinal, and I should not have to explain what that is, but he is standing at the urinal, and the caption says, what was it?
Oh, great, I left it at home.
Oh, great, I left it at home. And I don't think any more needs to be said.
The jokes write themselves.
We thought it was hilarious.
So much so that later in the day, I text the picture of it to my dad. And he writes back 5 minutes later, that's hilarious, I was going to share this with your stepmom.
Yeah.
And share it with some other family and friends.
I sent it to my mom.
Yeah, you did.
We should. I wonder if I could get my mom to record a podcast with us. And, like, we could do, let's talk to Liam's mom. I don't know if she'd be down for that, but I think it'd be really cool.
Would be a fun idea.
Yeah, it'd be really neat. So, anyways.
Anyway, this all led
to... This started something.
Yeah, this happened, I think, Monday. And by yesterday, you know, it was just... I don't even know what you'd say. Like, it just needed to be scratched.
I got bored. And I was like, I wonder if Amazon still sells Mr. Potato Heads. And if they sell Mr. Potato Head...
At what cost?
What are they like? What's the, you know... Because they had changed Mr. Potato Head to Potato Head about 4 years ago.
Yeah, so it can be any kind of Potato Head you want it to be.
And we'll actually talk about that because we have the Potato Head set. But anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself.
You can still find Mr. and Mrs.
Yes, and I believe this Mr. Potato Head is the Toy Story Potato Head. And if you don't know, Toy Story 5 is coming out, which they have a pair. Let me tell you. So the antagonist of Toy Story 5 is named Lily Pad and is a frog-shaped learning device. That sounds like something that is...
It does. It sounds really familiar.
Yeah. I'm just amazed that they are still... I don't know what they're building over there. I put up a bird pole the other day, and, like, that didn't take...
It wasn't that noisy.
I wonder if you're right, if they're putting in, like, a swing set or something.
Or if they're putting together, like, a porch swing or...
Oh, could be.
Yeah.
Putting together
it's
something.
It's that time of year. But... Anyway, so yeah, you
found out Mr. Potato Head cost $6.
Yeah.
So I was like, why not?
And
that's like 1/4 of a Starbucks.
Yeah, pretty much. And so then I go, hey, wait a second. I want to see what else is out there.
Well, what's sad is I go, I'm going to buy the Mr. Potato Head. And Oklahoma City, for all of its flaws, has become an Amazon hub. And so I go, well, gee, I can get it like within 2 hours for $3. So we are getting ready to go sleep and we just hear outside. And I go out this morning and there literally is just a Mr. Potato Head box on the ground. Not even in like an envelope. It's just laying on the ground. And I was just like, the delivery guy just had to have gone, what the heck? Why?
Yeah. That's my thought. So I look at this too, because why not? And I think you asked, yeah, maybe they have Mrs. Potato Head too.
Well, then I said, gee, oh my maybe gosh, they have do. Baby Potato Head.
Yeah, that's what I went looking for.
Because there's little ones. And we'll talk about, actually, once you tell that story, I want to get into like a little history of Mr. Potato Head, because I got some factoids.
So, yeah, I find Mrs. Potato Head, who's like $6 or $7 herself. So, and
cool.
Then I see Potato Head. Or no, you saw Potato Head first with 43
right,
accessories. 40,
it was like 43 pieces.
And so I also went, you know what? Just to see what the new and improved Potato Head is, I'm picking one up. So I do. I order it. Then
I actually go and read the description, which yes. is really a thing you should do. Before
and,
you order.
And normally I do. I'm very good about that, like 98% of the time.
We're
this
impulse buyers
one
sometimes.
One of the times where I failed. Yeah.
So, we find out that there are 3 potato bodies. There's 2 adults and a little baby. So, we'll get our baby potato head.
Because they don't make the OG baby potato head anymore, which is probably a good point to segue into some Mr. Potato Head history and
facts. And I also want to say that we tend to collect... interesting things. So like we have Blind Barbie and you have a guide dog for Blind Barbie.
Yeah, now that was something that somebody handmade.
They created that.
I thought it was
and then mom you just got then you dog. Just get Deaf Barbie.
Yes, who has been discontinued, but I found her on eBay at a very reasonable price. There are still some floating around eBay. If you want them, guys, go get them.
Oh, now they're drilling.
Yeah. There is also Deaf Ken, who I believe must still currently be like in circulation because he's on Amazon. I've not picked him up yet, but that may end up being a purchase as well at some point.
Well, I think Deaf Barbie should go with Blind Barbie. And
yeah, like they're friends, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool.
But I don't think Blind Barbie knows TASL, so that could
be... We don't know that. Maybe she does.
Maybe she does. I don't know.
Maybe she and Deaf Barbie went to school together, and so she learned TASL, and Deaf Barbie learned Braille with her, and, like, they were best buddies.
Do you realize you're making Barbie fanfic, right?
Heck
okay,
yeah.
So, Mr. Potato Head history. Let's start with... So, I thought that Mr. Potato Head was created or distributed, because it was actually created by a guy whose last name I can't remember. It was, like, George somebody. And it was created originally in 1949 and sold by Hasbro. They started selling it in 1953. Now, the original Mr. Potato Head was a little different from the one that we know today because it literally was a bunch of felt pieces that may have had toothpicks or may have had, like, something. I don't think they were pans, but toys in the 50s were dangerous.
So yeah, like, lead paint was delicious or something.
Well, and they were selling like chemistry sets and stuff. So like they didn't really think about what's actually safe.
Yeah.
Great video we watched once of like 25 banned toys, and like a lot of them were old.
Yes.
I think one of them was like radioactive or something. I don't know. There was something. But anyways, so the original Mr. Potato Head was a bunch of pieces that you put on a potato.
Does anyone see anything wrong with using
a potato?
A real potato, like that you would grow out of the ground.
I was about to say a real living, breathing potato, but that's not really... But yeah, so a real potato. And yeah, there were problems. What do potatoes do? They rot.
Oh, and they stink to high heaven when they do.
So yeah, Mr. Potato Head was definitely...
Had a bad Walmart experience at that one time. Immediately picked up the bag, went, what's that smell? And yeah, rotten potatoes. So they all just got binned because that's what you do.
So they released Mr. Potato Head. People complained and were like, hey, let's not do this. And so they decided to transition to a plastic potato body. That we all know and love.
Yeah, a lot of us had this as kids. I did. I'm pretty sure I had it in like daycare or preschool or something, and like couldn't stop talking about it. And so both my mom and dad, because they had split up by the time I was probably about 2, maybe even a little bit younger yet. So I got Mr. Potato Heads at both houses.
So there are a couple changes that Mr. Potato Head went through. So you had Mr. Potato Head, then you had Mrs. Potato Head. Then you had a boy and girl baby potato. They were, was it like Sister Spud and something? Something like that. I can't
remember. Is that like Sister Sludge?
Sort of, but we're not family. Or something. I don't know.
Well, they are. They're the potato family.
Yeah. We are potato family. Boo. So you had that, right? And then... the only other... then they had vehicles. So I think they had, like, a car and a boat and stuff.
Man, I missed out on some of that. Like, I think I had a Mr. and a Mrs., but I did not have the kids. And that was kind of where I went, wait a minute, there was a baby one? That's adorbs. I want it. So and that's were, what got me on the Amazon
a, last night. baby potato. One of my favorite things was there was only one real change made to Mr. Potato Head. And if you're old enough to remember this... at one point, Mr. Potato Head came with a pipe, and so he could smoke his pipe.
And that was kind of normal at that point.
After 1987, they removed the pipe, and so I have actually seen 80s Potato Heads that had the pipe and didn't think anything of it.
Yeah, it was always like you'd watch things like Little House on the Prairie, and Pa had his pipe. Like that was just. That was a thing. Good, bad, and different. That's the way it was.
So the other thing that they started doing when Toy Story came out in 1995, I better have that year right because I love that movie. They actually made...
Uh-huh. Mute your speakers, guys, because I'm about to ask it. Your smart speakers. Alexa, what year was the original Toy Story movie released?
The film Toy Story was released on November 22nd, 1995.
Yes.
Oh, that was what I thought. But yeah, so it was released, and they had actually done Mr. Potato Head up a little bit differently. They kind of changed, like, his mouth and other stuff. So they started releasing, like, themed potato heads. So they had a Toy Story potato head.
And that's probably how I was born in 95. So within a couple of years of that, you had Toy Story and probably a second Toy Story. So that's probably... how it came back into popularity.
And so that really kind of catapulted them back into popularity. So they made Toy Story ones. And then in the early 2000s, Hasbro started making other themed ones. So they would make them based on their other properties. So Darth Spud was very popular. They did a Spud Lightyear for Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story.
And Darth Tater.
And awesome. Oh, yeah, Darth Tater. Darth Spud. Yeah, Darth Tater. I would love to get a hold of one of those because I like Star Wars. But,
yeah, we might be visiting eBay and trying not to go crazy on buying toys to collect.
We'll try not to. No but, promises.
Yeah, occasionally we do find cool finds such as that. Well, you actually originally decided to grab the Blind Barbie.
Right.
From Amazon. And then I had looked to see about Deaf Barbie that came later, but
I lost my copy of it, but I think I had gotten Screwball Scramble from eBay which is a really cool, if you're in the UK, you may know this game. I think Tomy made it, but it was a really neat, it was like a marble racing game, and you had to move the marble through like 8 obstacles in 60 seconds.
Oh, wow.
And it was really kind of neat, and okay, that I think that post is dead. I think you've killed it. I don't think it has feelings anymore. I want to go out there and ask them what they're making.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're working really hard on it.
They sure are.
So, I have a Mr. Potato Head. So, what I thought we'd do is unbox each one.
Oh, yeah. And then we got the Potato Head family, which was, you know, later they rebranded to Potato Head.
Potato Head. So, we have the three of them.
And that's how we ended up with the three.
So, I want to start with Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah. I figured that's what you do since that's the OG.
Yep. So we're going to start with the OG Potato Head.
And there have been some other ones, like there was plush ones.
This is very different.
Really?
Yeah, these are very different from what I remember from growing up. So I'm going to get the, I'll get the parts out.
Oh, are they not in the potato?
No, they don't do that. Also, yeah, they changed, yeah, this is very different from when I was a kid.
So another fun fact about the description, and I'll just say the jokes write themselves. When you look at the descriptions on Amazon for these potato heads of any variety, they refer to them because one of the features of Mr. Potato Head is he has like a back hatch where you can put all the parts that you're not using.
But that has a name now.
Yes.
That is his tater tush. And I don't know what to do with that. In fact, I'm trying to get the tater tush together. Yeah, they really...
How would you say it's different?
I'm trying to think how to describe it. It feels chintzier. I also think...
It probably is.
I can't get his tush on. I also think they made them smaller.
We were talking about that when we were looking at the packages.
Check
it was
out.
Like, is it, you know, because our hands were smaller? They've changed his texture. I feel like he used to be rougher.
His texture is very different.
He used to, like, have a little more rough space on
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely changed.
Huh.
Oh.
I was just closing the hatch.
Now here's his hat.
It his looks like hat, a fireman hat.
It's a very different hat. And I don't ever remember his hat having a peg on it. You just put it on top of his head.
I feel like I remember there being a peg.
Yeah, see the okay, the so OG is. I might have to try to find like an 80s one.
Yeah, and we'll do like a comparison. That hinge sounds scary. I don't think it is, but
so there's his nose.
Well, and what's interesting too is like
that's his nose.
I can't figure out which way. Oh, it goes on like that. I was like, wait, the hat is because it's he's got like a bigger
yeah,
slot
I think it's so you can
top.
Move the it's so you can move the hat, or maybe you could put his I don't okay, so
I guess you can put
here's
it on
the
way.
Other major difference that I'm going to show you. I just put his bottom together, and originally he had a one piece.
Yeah, he had a one piece set of feet, and that was like his shoes.
Yeah,
his feet, and now it's yeah. I see where you could actually pull the feet off of there.
Yeah, and I would you put his eye? I don't know why they do that. I wonder if it's for more combinations of.
If you have, like, other
yeah.
pieces, and maybe you want to...
Yes, it doesn't have a lot of stuff. So, oh, here's his
might
ears.
Be mixing and matching from the,
maybe, I mean, I'm okay with how he is.
Kit.
But yeah, it's oh, his ears. All right, here's his ear. And to me, his ear is very different.
Yeah, there's like, the ear is open in the back, and I don't think it was
no,
before.
He had very different ears. They were more flatter. So here's
all
his...
Right. He's got one ear, one hat.
All right, here's his other ear.
hey, maybe we could do a copycat of the chocolate bunnies.
Here's his hands. I'm sure this is real scintillating radio.
But, yeah, he's handing me the pieces. I'm attaching them to the potato. See, I feel like these even attach, like the... I can't tell if it's the holes are deeper
they're,
or the
I will say they're plastic. They're not rubber or like... Yeah. They used to be this more rubbery plastic.
Yeah, like there was kind of some give.
They were kind of fun to chew on.
And that's probably why they changed it.
Oh, yeah. They knew I would want to chew on it.
Well, they probably had kids chewing on them and it was like a choking hazard and stuff. So they had to like...
Here are his
make
eyes.
Everything safe. Right.
I actually like what they did with his mustache a lot. Oh, but he doesn't have glasses.
Oh, no.
What the heck are his freaking glasses?
They skimped on the glasses?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I put it backwards. I was... I'm putting his... So, I'll show you when I hand it to you. They did his mustache kind of cool. So, here's his mustache and mouth. The mustache actually can sit on the peg.
Oh, yeah. That was not a thing before.
No. It just kind of sat there.
You were always kind of fighting with it.
Yeah.
And the way that you attach the mouth is different now. Because I feel like it used to just have the same kind of spot that you'd put the... Wait a second. Where does the nose go? Does he not have a nose?
Yeah, he's got a nose.
Oh, he does. It's like... You gotta like... Oh, you gotta put that in... First, before you do the mustache, I think.
Oh, okay.
To get it to sit correctly. Let's see here.
Yeah, they don't make Mr. Potato Heads like they used to. I definitely like the old the old ones better.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Wow, and it feels like his mustache is like in his going into his pants or something here.
Do you need help putting a Mr. Potato Head together?
No, but look at this. It's like...
Well, you have it backwards.
I have it backwards.
Yeah.
Oh, is that... I thought the skinny part was the top and, like, the fat part was the bottom.
No, no.
So, apparently, yes, I do need help putting a Mr. Potato Head together.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, no, that's not how... Hold on. I will show you, because I...
It's been many years, okay?
I have a mustache, so I know how a mustache goes. Yeah, see, the problem is they did not make this.
Yeah, they made his body more squat, I think, than what he used to be.
Well, and like all the toys now, they don't mold them correctly.
No, they 3D print everything.
Yeah, so I didn't put his mustache on. Hold on, I'm going to put his...
Doesn't quite fit right.
Oh! Oh, no, wait, that wouldn't work. I thought I could have... Oh, and you can't open his little tater tushy with his hat on. Like, yeah, they made him smaller.
Yeah.
They definitely cheaped out. Oh, you just gotta get in there. So, yeah, here he is with no mustache. Because the mustache just doesn't.
Yeah, so I did have him mostly right. Just.
You had his mouth upside down.
Whoops.
Because the mouth turns up.
Yeah, I thought I... But I think the mustache was throwing me for a loop. But yeah, it's like, if you put that on his, it like covers up his nose.
Yep.
I see. Yeah.
So there's Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, I do think they made the plastic potato smaller than it used to be.
They changed out. It's way smaller. And the piece used to be more rubber.
Yeah, there was a little bit of give when you would put one of these together, yeah. And that was kind of part of the fun of it.
So we're going to take each of these is going to go in our office. So, like, I'll take Mr. Yes. Potato Head. You'll take Mrs. Potato Head, which you can, I guess you'll start unboxing.
Yep, just as soon as
I don't like his hat.
Just as soon as I get my fingernails under this little piece of tape up here. Exciting stuff here. I think I almost got it. If I don't get it in the next few seconds, I will
get
it over to you to. There we go. There we have it. Okay, so what we got here, looking at. Knock all the accessories out of here to get her out of the bottom. Oh, thank you, washer.
The washer's mad because it probably wants a cycle then.
Yeah, it wants the clean cycle thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean with like the, you know, her little shoes are separated from her.
Yeah.
They definitely have made some changes on this. It's still fun for the nostalgia factor, but it's like, man, this is not what I remember having when we were kids.
No, these were not as, and the little things are so tight now to get in. Like, I remember having a Mr. Potato Head and things just kind of slot it in.
I felt like some of them were kind of loose.
Oh gosh, no, I can barely.
All right.
Does the mustache go like a goatee? Maybe not.
Yeah, the little back here is like, how did you get that on? See the little pins, I think, where that's supposed to slot. So yeah, here comes the exciting part where we're just trying to figure out how to piece these together. Does it go?
I just got him figured out.
Oh yeah?
All right, here's Mr. Potato Head.
I'm trying to get the back hinge.
Here, I'll get the back for you. Here. Yeah, check out his mustache.
Oh, here's the back.
Got it. A 2-year-old is not going to figure that out.
No, that's going to be the kid going, Mom, Dad, put this together.
They did make one change, though, which is now the back has a slot for something. So if you want to put like the nose on his back, you can do that.
Yeah, we wonder what the purpose of the back spot actually is, if it is supposed to do something.
Because it gives you another point to get creative. Because you couldn't do that originally.
No.
That was not a thing that you could do. Hold on. I'll get this. This is just being persnickety.
Persnickety, as it does. Going to, you know, there's all the pieces here. Okay, here's her bottom piece.
Here you go.
Foot goes there. Oh wow, she's got like a fun. I guess it's supposed to be her hair, maybe.
Probably.
Oh yeah, she's supposed to have, like pigtails or something.
He has, I like that he's got one arm and a fist, and the other one, his hands are all splayed out. The original didn't do that. It was just one...
one position on the hand.
Yeah. But yeah, so here we go. So I got Mr. Potato Head. He's all good. I'm straightening all his parts out because I'm weird like that. Oh, great. I left it at home.
And that is how this all started.
I adore, too, that he was voiced by Don Rickles. Oh, and you can turn his feet.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I can make them all, like, funny-footed. He can have, yeah, like,
so
pigeon
I guess
toes.
That is one positive of the feet being attached in the way that they are.
Yeah. Oh, so I could take... I can pull his arms out, and then I can do that, and then I can do that while he screams.
So, okay, I think the bottom's supposed to go the other way, but if you turn it this way, it kind of looks like she's squatting. Check this out.
Hold on, I'm almost done. Okay, here you go. Here's mine.
No, I haven't got most of her pieces on yet. I was attaching the bottom. Yeah, it kind of looks like she's squatting.
Check out my Mr. Potato.
I think the bottom is supposed to go the other way. Let's see. His feet are where his hands are supposed to go, and vice versa. He's doing a handstand. So that's why they made the feet detachable.
Yep. There you go. I fixed your Mrs. Potato Head.
Here, I did a slight modification on Mr. Potato Head here.
Where's his other arm?
Check the back.
Oh!
This is why we can't have nice things. This is why we can't have nice things. And I think this is how her... can't tell which way her cap is supposed to go on. I guess that's right. It's got like the...
You're probably good. I couldn't really tell either.
Yeah, I guess you'd kind of put the... See, it almost looks like it's supposed to be pigtails, but then there's this like little hump in the middle that throws me off. And...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Maybe part of that's supposed to be... Oh, I think they gave her bangs.
Oh.
And so that goes in the front, and then the little, like, knot, little poofy knot, like Professor McGonagall knot, sits on the top, is what I think.
Oh, and I think his...
We have going on.
Maybe not. Oh, no. I actually think the hands are kind of supposed to go a certain way. So I think the fist goes on the right side, and then I think his... open hand goes on the left because the thumb points up. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, I was one of those kids that, like, didn't want to mess with Mr. Potato Head. Like, I wanted to build him the way he was supposed to be.
Yeah, I was always like, where does this... Except apparently I always like to put the mouth on upside down so it looked like he was frowning.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, I just can't believe he doesn't have glasses.
I know, it's wacky.
What a ripoff.
Yeah, my brother had a Thomas the Tank Engine train table, and yeah, I wanted to build it right and do, like, cool train tracks and stuff. Keep in mind at this point, like, I'm 8, I'm 9, he's, like, turning 1, and maybe I was 10, he was turning 2. Either way, it was like, I love this thing. I thought it was so cool, and he was always destroying it. Oh, I think she's got little brows. Those go up here. Unless that's supposed to be... Unless that's supposed to be eyelashes. Ooh, I can't tell. Yeah, maybe so, because otherwise they, like, go... Wait. Oh, no, it's got to go the other way, otherwise the bangs get in the way. Okay, I see. So that's supposed to be, like, her pretty little eyebrows, I suppose.
So, yeah, this is what we do for fun.
Either that or I'm doing this wrong. I guess we'll find out soon enough. And let's see. Gotta find one last arm and a mouth. Also, maybe this will change over time, but they kind of smell funny.
This one smells okay.
Is it in the back? No. What?
I'll tell you when we stop recording.
Are you sniffing the potato?
No. I have an inappropriate comment.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I'll make it when we're not recording. I mean, I never make inappropriate comments.
Oh, never.
Oh, I just put his nose and his mustache on his back. So now he can smell what's behind him.
He can smell the farts.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but you said it so I didn't have to.
Yeah, so her arms are the same way. Like, one of them's kind of in a fist, and the other one's, like, she's got her hand out.
Yep. So I did the same thing with those to... I don't know.
Okay, so that is... Yeah, I think that goes... Yeah, because that's her thumb, so that one goes on the left.
I put the fist on the right, yeah, so yeah. It might be
same. Well, if you're looking at it, it's on the right. But
so does she come with a purse?
I don't see a purse.
There's no purse?
There's no purse, and there was no glasses. I'm sad.
I bet you the big one's got...
So here is Misery's potato head.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I cannot tell with her, I'm assuming that those are the bangs. And then
like her little eyebrows are in there too. It's like, unless those are supposed to be lashes, but when I tried to turn the eyes around.
No, those are the brows. I wonder.
Maybe they are supposed to be lashes.
I don't think so, because, like, I think they're brows.
Yeah, the way they stick up would lead one to think.
Now, I just flipped the hat around. I mean, I don't know. I think they're brows. Because I just tried to turn the eyes around, and they stick out funny.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. And say we could also stick Beat My AI on it. I've got my phone, if we're overly concerned.
So what I ended up doing, here, let me show you what I did. I ended up turning her hat around, and now you can see the brows.
Yeah, so maybe that...
I think those are like almost like braids or like pigtails.
Yeah,
that
and then
goes
she's
down.
Got like a knot in the middle, so it's
yeah.
It's supposed to be, I think I get it, it's supposed to be like a knit cap, but then her hair sticks out the back.
Yeah, I think so.
That would be...
I just can't believe she doesn't have a purse.
Yeah, that's so sad.
Yep.
But yeah, she is all set to go for my office, and yeah, she's got like a little skirt. And yeah, if you turn the feet around, or if you turn the skirt around, it looks like she's squatting. And now for
the big one.
The big
oh
one.
My goodness.
Oh my goodness. Look at all this stuff we have here. Wow.
I don't even know what.
Oh my goodness. I'm looking at all of the. What is this supposed to be? Oh, I think I found... No, it's not glasses. What is that?
That looks like a... part of an apple fritter that I want to eat.
I don't think you're supposed to eat it.
Okay. You're seeing a lot of random accessories.
This looks like a headset with a microphone on it.
That's exactly what
So here is Baby Potato.
Oh, Baby Potato!
It's so cute!
Oh my gosh.
It's a little bitty tiny... But yeah, you have the usual accessories. So I'm seeing like ears and feet and eyeballs.
Yeah.
And then Yeah, there's like a headset with a little microphone sticking out. Here's this.
Yeah.
I found glasses.
Baby can't wear it.
Oh, I found some glasses for you.
Okay, so we got glasses. Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many accessories little baby's gonna have, but I think it's got both boy and girl accessories.
Yeah, probably does. And then like, yeah, there's some big. Ooh, some of these hair ones look cool.
I see ears.
Oh my gosh! Look at the big old ponytail.
Oh, hold on. I'm pulling an ear out of someone's butt.
That is styling.
Now, the problem is going to be figuring out which one's, like, lady potato and which one's man potato.
I don't think it matters. I think that's why they're just potato head.
Oh.
Because, okay. Remember, it's like, you can make it anything you want to make
right.
it. So they just give you a bunch of everything.
Yeah,
and
then you just build what you want.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah, but with potatoes.
Choose your own spudtacular adventure. Oh, this is supposed to be...
I'm looking for backs.
Yeah, same. Realize we didn't, like, go into a great deal of description on this. So it's like a giant box of... You have your three potato bodies. You have your two adults and a baby. And then, yeah, it is just loaded up with fun accessories.
Frankenstein would be very happy.
Yes.
Here's one bag.
Like, you've got all different sorts of wigs and ears, and you can, like, put headsets on them. So I guess they really tried to modernize for...
Yeah, these are the very modern, so you get to pick, like...
Yeah. Oh, I found the other back.
Okay, cool. I'm in the process of,
And yeah, only the adult ones have a back. The baby
have a back. Yeah, baby doesn't have a keister.
Baby don't have back.
The tater reel?
Tater tush.
The tater tush.
I was like, baby got back, but in this case, no, baby don't got back.
No. Baby don't got back.
Sorry, baby.
Yeah, putting these things on is
not the funnest thing.
And I'm pretty sure that the originals came pre-tushed.
Yes, it was just on a hinge. You didn't have to assemble that part yourself, to my knowledge. And again, like, they say this is for 2 and 3-year-olds. I can't name one that's going to have the patience
or the dexterity
to put that back on. Yes. I'm struggling as a 30-year-old.
Didn't PJ say something about, like, dexterity not being till later in the developmental process or something?
Probably. I forgot most of that stuff after I learned it because, again, I was working with adults. I got it.
I found it really interesting. I
got it.
Oh, yeah.
I figured it out once, but then I'd be like trying to do it again and it won't happen.
I mean, I got it twice. I just can't get it thrice.
Now, what I don't know, and we may need to, I guess you can kind of tell, I think, like the different feet, if they, you know, if you want ones that match, but they do have some little tactile markings, like, ooh, these ones have little stars on them.
Oh.
Yeah. This, and then there was one that's got like a stripey stripe. So yeah, now is the fun of dressing them, and I wonder if this other thing was supposed to be like a tiara because it's like covered in flowers.
Oh, maybe.
Or a headband. Because it doesn't look like it attaches. It looks like it just goes over the hair. Yeah, hopefully this hasn't dragged on too long and bored anyone to tears. Oh, here's like a hard hat.
Oh.
Or maybe it's supposed to be like a, I guess it's more like a sport cap.
I got the, mine's wearing the headset.
Nice.
It's remote work, Potato Head.
That is one that we know all too well. Let's see, mine's going to wear the funky ponytail because it's cool.
I got to put some eyes in mine.
I so want to send pictures of these to, like, the people at work that could see it and go, this is what we do for fun.
Oh, I think I have lady eyes. I don't know. These have brows. They may not be lady eyes, but...
Well, they can be any eyes you want them to be.
That's true, because these are like...
These are Potato Head. They are not Mr. or Mrs.
And you know what? I'm okay with that. Some people are like, oh my gosh.
I guess these are supposed to be eyes. They also have a weird, like, it's not brows. There's just like a dot above them. I don't know what that's supposed to be.
What is that?
I'm not sure.
Well, there's a set of eyes, yeah.
Oh, here's like a fun little, this little hat with ears sticking out the sides. Look at this.
Let me see.
Or is that supposed to be like bunny ears or something?
Oh, maybe.
It's cute. Now, I found a regular looking set of ears. Now, what I don't know is like what the colors of these are, if these even sort of match, or if we're just going to have like some very, fashion forward potato heads that don't really give a hoot what anybody else thinks.
Could be. Yeah, I don't know.
I can't get this. I wonder if you're supposed to put a hat on first and then put this like wig thing on, this ponytail, because it won't. Or is it supposed to go maybe further up? Because it doesn't seem like it wants to stay on. I guess that kind of worked. Either that or I broke it.
One of the two.
Hey, it was under $20 for the 40 something accessory piece set, so. And I remember looking at the price on that and going, wow, they charge a lot just for the accessories. I don't care, I'm getting it anyway. And then, yeah, Liam checks it and goes, you're getting three potato heads.
I like that the tiny potato head has huge arms. I'm like messing with the baby potato head.
Yep. Oh, I found a mouth. And I put it correctly so it's smiling. Yeah, I'm sure these are all colored, fun and stuff too. We don't see that. Oh. All right, put your pants on, Potato Head. We're going home. Got a bottom on it. Let's see. What kind of little shoes do I want? I'll do the star one. As long as I can find the other one. But yeah, it's cool because these are just whatever you want them to be, and you have hours of entertainment in the different pieces that you can put on them.
I wonder if for the babies, they go together a certain way because, like, I don't have an eye hole for my baby spud.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah, it's like, is there a missing piece? Did I... Oh, I wonder if this thing was supposed to go on the baby, and that's why it doesn't look right on
see.
Mama Potato Head, or whatever Potato Head this is.
Oh, that's,
Seems kind of big for the baby, but it's got like it's one of the smaller head pieces.
I think that is way too big for the baby. What is that? Looks like a horrible hair thing. Oh, unless it goes... Oh, wait a minute. Does it go like that?
I wonder... Remember when I was like, there's a weird thing on that eyes? I wonder if that was like eyes and nose for the baby one.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, could be.
I hope this is entertaining.
I hope you guys are enjoying this.
It is kind of
funny. Yeah, you called it.
Yeah, here's the eyes and nose for the baby, I think.
That's another set, I think. Oh, yeah, they're two different sets.
Okay.
I just need I need a baby mouth, and I gotta figure out feet for it. Oh, here's more eyes. I don't understand why they put the eyes in tissue paper.
Yeah, of all the things, it's like that's the one they decided had to be in tissue. I don't understand. Mm. Some eyes for this one. What's that? Well, that's another mouth. I don't know if baby one has like some smaller accessories or if it's all just the same.
The baby has one shoe on because I don't know, I need a bottom piece for it. So it's just like sitting on one shoe. Oh, I see it's a little tiny button nose.
Aww.
It's got huge stupid eyes. That's amazing.
The eyes are bugging out. Here's a bottom. I don't know if that's the right size for the baby.
Oh, that's really big. Let me see.
I don't know if they're all the same size.
No, they gotta have a small one. Holy yeah, they gotta have a small one for the baby. You know what? I'll use this one.
Oh, here it is.
You found it?
Yep.
Perfect. Oh yeah, that'll do it. Oh, and I think those are its feet, so you don't put shoes on it.
No shoes for baby.
All right. Oh, I need a mouth. I just need a mouth. Oh, here's a mouth. Got a mouth.
All right.
Will this work? Please work. Please do what I want you to do. Please.
Are you trying to make it do something silly?
Yes. Oh, it's sort of...
So, interestingly, the hats and heads for these have holes in the top. So, I guess you could, like, do something like, I don't know, put a nose in the top of its head. Or maybe that's... Oh, that's where you'd put, like, the virtual headset thing.
The hats?
Yeah, so, like, where's your big guy at with the headset?
Oh, I have to find it again. Hold on, let me put this nose in. There we go. I'm going to put this back. Hold on. Where'd the box go?
It's right there.
Okay. So, what's the hat that you're talking about?
So, they all have... So, like, here's a hat, for instance, and I think you would put that on and then put the headset on the hat.
Actually, what that is for... is
because there's a hole in the top of the hat.
Yeah, so check out the baby. Here's the baby.
Oh, I love it. He's got like giant arms. Oh, so you could put like the big ponytail on whichever one that you want.
Right. Yeah, so the top part would be for that. Oh, yeah, so I think mine has one arm and no feet.
Oh, no.
But
But he's kind of crippled.
Yeah. Oh, he's wearing his hat backwards. You're going to get shot, dude. Don't wear your hat backwards. That's like a gang thing.
Oh, my. It's Chicago Potato Head.
Oh, no, I guess you are supposed to wear your hat that way. All right, Potato is ready to work, I guess, or get shot at.
Oh, it's got this ridiculous ponytail on the baby.
Yeah, so here's...
Mr. Remote Worker.
Yep.
Oh, so you put those where the ears would go, I see.
Yep. And I think that you would want to put the like the hairs in for, because if you look at the baby, there's nothing holding that
piece on. But that's the only one I think that's like that.
Here's this one. That one looks like a girl one because it's got little beads, I think.
Yeah, it's like a long, it's like a ponytail.
Yeah.
Kind of deal. So here is my potato creation.
All right, so yours has like the hair.
Yeah, it's got like big frumpy hair.
Big frumpy hair, eyes, nose, mouth.
Shoes with little stars on them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see the star shoes. And then the arms. I wonder if these are supposed to be the baby arms.
Do they look smaller?
Well, the right arm looks small. The left arm looks kind of big. Yeah, look at the right arm versus the left arm.
Yeah, I guess you're... Let me see what we got in here for arms.
Oh, here's the other baby arm. Oh. Okay, I found the other baby arm, yeah. Yeah, so you can...
So I'll just switch those out.
Yep.
Where's baby arm?
Here's baby arm. Now my guy's got no arms.
Oh, hold on a second. I'll get him some arms.
I'll take...
Here you go, buddy. Oh, you found some?
I grabbed the bottom piece. There we go. I'll take some arms.
There's some arms.
Got him.
So, yeah, this is... How many blind people does it take to build a...
Maybe they're both... Potato? I can't really tell. Maybe all the arms are the same.
These are a little bit smaller, maybe.
Yeah, so if you're like, wow, I really miss their podcast, like, there you go.
Yeah, this is what we do.
We play with potato heads.
But yeah, I see for the baby head, you have to put some hair on it for it to hold the head on.
Yeah.
I'm just like, God, do we have one that's less... less big? I guess we do not. It's baby big head. Accessory container here.
Yeah, who?
Oh, I found a mustache.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I was going to put that on mine.
Oh, here you go.
I may have the wrong eyes, but that's okay.
I still don't know what this thing is supposed to be.
This thing?
It kind of looks like an ear, but not an ear.
What is that? Oh, I wonder if that's a... Oh, it's like a bow.
Oh, so maybe that goes on baby's head.
You could, yeah, I think you could
hold
put
the head
that
on.
Yeah.
That might look a little better than like giant ponytail on baby.
Here you go. I wonder if there's something else like that for, because you can make them, again, masculine or feminine.
Yeah. Yeah, this is how we spend an evening after work.
I want to put mine back in the box. I'll probably mess with building them later. Yeah, so welcome to our podcast. That's probably not something you expected to hear. So
yeah, where we construct potato head creatures.
Yeah.
Definitely some changes from the potato head days of old.
Well, the nice thing is we didn't have to use a real potato.
No, so we don't have to worry about it rotting.
Nope. And the cool thing is we can take from that box, so like we're like, you know, I really want my Mr. Potato Head to have glasses. I could put the glasses on them.
Yeah, sure can.
I'm sad they don't have a purse. That was like a big thing about Mr. Potato Head.
I know. That was kind of one of her trademarks. I believe that was kind of done by design because they're trying to, you know, not live in a specific stereotype or view of something. And, you know, that's not really to get into, you know, we're all friends here. But I kind of think it's cool to see something that's just like, it can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Oh no, I lost an arm.
You lost an arm?
Oh no, I didn't have the other one on this one, I don't think. That's why. Let's see, is there another one in the box?
I don't know.
There's like an extra nose. Here's a... It's so funny that they wrap the eyes up in tissue paper, but literally nothing else. I don't understand that.
I don't get that.
You know, I guess it takes all sorts of stuff.
Sure does.
But...
Yeah, so thanks for coming to our podcast.
Hopefully this was entertaining. Realized at some points we were kind of off in our own land.
It was something. I don't know what that something is yet, but I am here to say that it was something.
And yes, there is a song called Addicted to Spuds, which is what inspired the title by Weird Al. Go look it up.
Yeah. Go crank it up. It's a good song.
Yeah, we were rocking out to that before we had dinner.
Sure were. Well, I want to thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you when we see you, I guess. My birthday's coming up.
It sure is. Monday.
Yeah. So we're going to celebrate my birthday by not working.
That's right.
That's how we do things. All right. Well, thank you so much for watching and, well, listening, I guess. Well, thanks for listening.
There's not really much to watch here.
No.
Love you all, but was not worth sacrificing getting out of my pajamas to do a video.
I want to set up a camera. I just wanted to mess with this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how clear it would have been on camera anyway. Because we're just like shuffling through this container of potato accessories.
Anyways, we will see you when we see you here on 404 Sight Not Found.